Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I am your host, Stacey Emery, joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I have my awesome co-host on the line, as always, Mr. Billy Miller and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the awesome Dr. Ayo on the line. Guys, I am so excited. I'm always excited to be on Mind Shift, but I'm especially excited. I'm ecstatic, I'm giddy, I'm stoked, I'm geeked, all that stuff because of the awesome guest that we have on the line tonight. And we are going to be joined by this man. I mean, I can't say enough great things about him. I've been talking about him on Facebook all week. My partners have been talking about him on Facebook. You guys have seen the plugs. You know, Dr. Ayo did the commercial. It's just been so exciting to get ready to hear from Mr. Chris Gloss. And when I say he's the man, he is the man. And so for those of you that may have missed the show over the last couple of weeks, which shame on you if you've missed any of these shows, because you should never do that. But if you have missed any Mind Shift episodes for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about success principles. And so we've covered Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which is one of my favorite books of all time. And I just figured it had so many great habits and very practical steps and things that we can do to incorporate into our lives to get the results that we want. And so for those of you that may have missed last week, we basically just covered 3 more habits last week, and we saved the final habit for tonight. And so habit number 7, for those of you that are not familiar with it or have never read the book before, it's sharpen the saw. And in sharpen the saw, that's basically where he brings all of the elements together. That's when you get the final meal. That's where you get the whole dish right there at that point. And that's where you bring all the activities together, your physical activities, the social-emotional activities, you bring the mental piece together as well as the spiritual piece. Now, while we were discussing the 7th habit, we wanted to know who could we bring on the line that would really be able to drive this message home. You know, I think that my partners are awesome and have done a great job with these 6 steps over the last couple weeks, but we wanted to make sure we really drove it home for you guys this week, and that's why we brought the best person possible to have on this show is, again, Chris Gloss. And so you guys will hear from him shortly. You know, I was going to wait a little bit and go over some other steps, Chris, and just make sure that we covered all the other habits. But I really can't even wait to get you started. I can't wait to hear from you. So we are going to cut that short this time. But before we get started with you, Chris, because I really want everyone to know who you are. For those that don't know, by the end of this show, I'm hoping that everyone will truly understand who Chris Gloss is and what he's about. So before we even get started with the interview, I just want you to basically tell me, what is your intent for this show tonight?
Well, excellent. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your radio show. It's a pure pleasure hanging out with you, Stacey, Dr. Ayo, and Billy. And my intention for tonight is to create a healthy dissatisfaction with your listeners' current standing in life. I want to create a healthy dissatisfaction with wherever they are right now, whether it's positive or whether they wish it to be more positive. Wherever they find themselves, I want to stir the pot until it boils. I want them to get mad and angry if necessary, because it's essential for us to move forward and finish 2010 strong to create a healthy dissatisfaction for where we are, because we have yet to give our best stuff. And I want to make sure tonight is a night that they can mark on their calendar that it was on this evening, listening to Mind Shift Radio, that I made the mental shift, the mental adjustment, not just to finish 2010 strong, but to take my life to another level.
Awesome. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, July 26, 2010, this is the first day of the rest of your life. And literally, you are going to be transformed by the end of this show. Now, Chris, we know that you have been called, your title is the Possibilitarian. That is just powerful in itself. You know, I've read your bio. I've seen, you know, some of your different speaking engagements. I've heard your messages. I've heard your interviews. And every single time I hear you talk, I mean, I'm literally sitting at the end of my seat. I'm fired up. I'm pumped. I could be exhausted at the end of the day, but by the time I finish listening to you, it's just like I'm at a totally different level. I'm just wired. I'm wide awake. And so, you know, I've read some of your story. You know, we've read the stories about you growing up in the Bronx and, you know, the obstacles that you've had to overcome to become Chris Gloss, you know, the author, the speaker, the radio personality, the TV personality. And obviously you've had to overcome quite a few things, and I'm sure many people can relate to different parts of your story. But in terms of the possibilitarian, I want you to tell us, what exactly does that mean? Where does the title come from?
Well, I was walking off the stage speaking to a group of college students, and a young lady approached me, and she said, "You are the possibilitarian." Now, mind you, I've never heard this term before, so I couldn't pronounce it, and I clearly didn't know what it was. But let me tell you, she began to share with me something Dr. Norman Vincent Peale once said. He said, "No matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities. Always see them, for they are always there." You see, growing up in the Bronx, New York City, there's one thing. My mother, Janet Gloss, is my hero. She's a 12-year cancer conqueror. There's one thing Janet Gloss did in my life that continues to mark my life and will continue for the rest of my days on this planet. She sowed the seed of possibility. See, I didn't become the possibilitarian 3 to 4 years ago. I became the possibilitarian growing up in the Bronx, New York City, because Janet Gloss refused to let me go to jail or end up dead like the statistics said I was supposed to be by the age 21. Janet Gloss didn't buy into that philosophy. Janet Gloss refused to let my story play out like so many of the people that I grew up with. So by her sowing those seeds of possibility many, many years ago, now people can recognize me as the possibilitarian because of that strong woman, because of my shero, Janet Gloss.
Awesome. You know what? I sit there and I listen to you, and when you speak, there's just so much passion in your voice. You know, I listen to you, and it's just like, wow. And I read in your story that you were once in the Army. And I'm like, I don't understand how someone with your energy and excitement could possibly just sit still long enough to even put on a uniform and stand in line or stand in order and follow directions like that. Like, I just can't even see it, you know. And it's just it blows my mind, because when I hear you talk and you know, I read your story, it's like it just does not match. It just doesn't fit. And that's what I love about your story and everything that you discuss, because it just shows that you're so not one-dimensional, if that makes sense. So not one, I think that's proper English. But anyway, you are not one-dimensional. You're so multidimensional. And that's the whole thing that Mind Shift Talk Radio is. You know, Dr. Io and I have talked about this, and Billy, we've talked about this from day one, that this show is going to be able to touch so many different people because we bring so many different elements to the show. And you alone bring another element to the show that we're just so excited to have. So, again, thank you for being here. But I'm going to stop talking, because I will get so caught up and I won't stop talking. I just can keep going. So we're going to hush me up, and I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you. And I'm just excited to hear what you have to say in terms of this final piece. Like I said, in the book itself, it's sharpen the saw, but I really want to hear you talking about iron sharpens iron and what that means.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm so fired up to talk about this subject, especially talking about the seventh habit, sharpening the saw. So just to paint a quick picture before I jump deep into what I want to share over the couple of minutes that I was given, here's the picture that I want to paint in the minds of your listeners. Suppose you came upon someone in the woods working to saw down a tree. They are exhausted from working for hours, and you suggest that they take a break to sharpen their saw. They might reply, "I didn't have the time to sharpen the saw. I'm too busy to stop doing what I'm doing." That's what this seventh habit is all about. It's taking the time to sharpen the saw. See, and I love these principles because they are the seven habits of highly effective people, not the seven suggestions. See, that's key for me, that these are not the seven suggestions for highly effective people. So if someone is listening to this call or someone wants to read the book and you want to become a highly effective person, then these are the habits that you want to develop. These are the habits to incorporate in your daily life. So what's a habit? Let's start there. What's a habit? A habit is simply an acquired behavior or acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. So that's powerful when you think about it, that it's an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. So you begin to do it without even thinking about it because it's habitual now. And even psychologists say that it takes 21 days to create a habit, but it also takes 21 days to break a habit. So if you want to break old habits, and there are some habits that all of us could look inside the back of our closet and say, well, you know, there's some things I need to get rid of. Well, absolutely. But there are 7 key habits if you want to become a highly effective person. But the most important habit of them all, is the 7th habit of sharpening the saw. You have to get this picture in your mind of the 7th habit as being like a curtain rod or a shower curtain, the rod that holds up the shower curtain in your bathroom. And all the other laws hang on this particular law. Why? This is very important. Because if you don't continue to sharpen your saw, if you don't continue to do some things daily to strengthen your resolve, you're going to quit. So when you look at these 7 laws and you say, okay, well, yeah, I want to incorporate these 7 habits. I want to incorporate these 7 habits in my life. I want to move from dependence to interdependence, personality versus character ethics, and proactive personal vision, and beginning with the end in mind. You want to create these habits in your life. Well, if you don't work daily, if you don't sharpen the saw daily, what's going to happen is you're going to begin to slip back. You're going to fall off of this. Why? Because it's even how our subconscious mind works. There's this process in our mind called homeostasis, which fights to stay the same. And as long as you're not attacking that process in your mind, as long as you're not actively engaging it, what's going to happen is it's going to go right back to what it's accustomed to, right back to what it's used to, because you haven't formed that habit. See, in this 7th habit, it sounds simple. Oh, yeah, well, I could just sharpen my saw. No. See, this takes work. This is what you do daily. So here's one of the first things I want you to write down. As long as you're not driving, listening to this radio show, here's what I want you to write down. What you do daily determines what and who you're going to become permanently. I heard Mike Murdoch say that some years ago, and it stuck with me just like some hot grits on somebody. Now, what you do daily determines what and who you're going to become permanently. See, there's something that Larry Bird, a famous basketball player, he used to go on the court and take thousands of free throw shots before the game. Tiger Woods, how did he go from good to great? He used to hit thousands of golf balls. Mary Kay Ash, when she died, her company was worth over $6 billion because there were 6 things she decided to do every day. And Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, he lists 8 things that he continued to do every day that he built this empire from bankruptcy. See, your daily habits, whatever it is that you're going to decide to do daily, will determine what and who you're going to become permanently. So what can we look at to find out if you're serious about incorporating these 7 habits? What can we look at? 2 documents, and I want you to write these documents down. Number 1, your checkbook. Number 2, your calendar. You see, ladies and gentlemen, how you spend your money and how you spend your time will always be a great indicator to what you're serious about. How are you spending your money? What are you investing in? See, this CNN analyst said it best one day. If you don't have $100,000 to just blow or just to invest anywhere you want to, then you need to invest that $100,000 into your mind. How are you spending your money? What are you spending your money on? Take out the checkbook register and find out what are you doing? What are you investing in? Because whatever it is you're investing in has great value in your life. I remember someone once said that if you have more money invested in your car than your library, you just want to look smart. let me tell you, if you invested more in your car or if you invested more in your closet, or your shoe collection than your mind, maybe that's why your car runs better than your mind. Maybe that's why your suit looks better than your mind. Maybe that's why people compliment your clothes and not your ideas. Huh. See, we want to think about that. We want to take the time to think about that. And when you think about your daily habits, here's a very important key. This is the second major thing I want you to jot down. See, the other ones you could have kind of got away with, but this one you want to write down. That consistency is the key to the breakthrough. Consistency is that master key to any breakthrough in your life. What happens most of the time is people give up right before their breakthrough because they think that they're doing something wrong. Well, in fact, it could be that you're doing the right thing, but just not long enough. Now, that's something to think about. So anytime you feel that temptation to give up, to cave in and quit, that's an indicator that you probably need to keep moving on. See, that's how important this seventh law is, to sharpen your saw, because you are where you are right now based on your best thinking. Your best thinking on relationships, your best thinking on success, your best thinking on finances has you where you are. See, the good news is you don't have to stay there. That anytime you make the decision to get out of your own mind, when you sharpen the saw by the books you read and the audios you listen to and the people you hang around, when you begin to do those things, you begin to see a difference in your life. Because if you're willing to be honest tonight, you would have to say that sometimes your best thinking has led you down some treacherous roads, that your best thinking has led you down the path of bad decisions and regrettable decisions. See, you're not immune. None of us are immune. Martin Lawrence said it best when he talked about that no one is exempt from life's trials and tribulations. Even Einstein had to give it up when he said, this thinking that I have has created some problems in my life that this thinking can't solve. So you're not immune. You're not immune. You're going to face these challenges just like the rest of us. But here's the deal. If you continue to sharpen the saw, if you continue to keep your mind right, if you invest in your mind, invest in your learning, you will have all the things that you ever desired in life. There's three things you should never stop doing. That's learning, yearning, and earning. Let me say that again. You should never stop learning, yearning, and earning. And I can't wait till Dr. Isle speaks, because she could definitely help you out with that earning part. So if you're looking to get out of your thinking, if you're currently dealing with that stinking thinking many people talk about, guess what? Tonight is the night that you walk away from it, that you turn your back, because you're going to make this decision tonight to sharpen your saw. Now, let me give you three things on how to activate these laws, all these laws, because all these laws, think about that sharp, just think about that shower curtain, all these laws hinge on this one law, keeping it sharp, keeping your knowledge sharp, always being hungry to learn more, and developing these daily habits. Just like it's the flip side of a drug addict. See, a drug addict, they for some reason, they don't have a job, but they could support a $5,000 drug habit a day. Well, how do they do it? Because they're hungry, because they are addicted to something. You know, if you become addicted to your passion and purpose, you would become unstoppable. You would stop making excuses for why you are where you are because of it. So I remember Warren Buffett once said that the chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to break. Let me say that again. The chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to break. That simply means, when you start getting involved with something in these early stages of addiction and habit forming, you can't really feel it. It doesn't feel like you're doing anything. When you start out reading the books and listening to audios, changing your friends, it don't feel like you're really doing something. But if you continue to do it, you can't feel habit. You can't feel it yet. You can't feel it yet. But if you continue with that consistency, because that's the key to your breakthrough, if you continue through that process, that chain of habit will be too heavy to break. You can't even stop this train down Success Boulevard if you wanted to, because those chains are too heavy. See, you could probably catch it quicker thinking about the opposite side, like a drug addict. That those habits start out so small, and then next thing you know, it's almost impossible for them to quit unless they have an intervention. But we're not going to have an intervention when you're on the path for your purpose. So real quick, how do we activate these laws? How do we make them happen in our lives? Because I just don't want you to hear these seven laws and these some good things to know. No, I want you to activate them in your life. So let me give you three quick things so I can get ready to turn the mic back over so we can get our awesome panelists and our awesome co-stars on this call as well. Mm-hmm. Number one, how to activate these laws on the daily. That's very important. Every day. Number one is reading. Get a library card. Make Barnes & Noble your best friend. Make Borders Bookstore, whatever bookstore you like, Chapter 11, whatever bookstore you like needs to be your best friend. But here's the deal. You need to aim your reading. Aim your reading. Just don't pick up any book. Sometimes, depending upon how hungry you are for your success or how hungry you are for the things that you desire, here's a recommendation. Leave the romance novels alone. Leave the car magazines alone. I want you to aim your reading. If you're involved in multi-level marketing, you may need to get some books on relationship building, on selling skills. You need to aim your reading to strengthen the areas that you need to strengthen. Right, and I'm not saying just focus on your weaknesses, but even your strong points. I want you to focus on strengthening your strong points so that you can operate and stay in your strength zone. So you want to read every day, 10 to 15 pages. You want to protect your mind. Trust me, every time you get in your car and roll down the street, somebody is trying to get the real estate of your mind. They're trying to get that gray matter. You'll be exposed to 15,000 to 40,000 advertisements before you make it to work. So if you're not filling your mind with your desires, guess what? Everybody else is filling your mind with their desires. You got to protect your mind. Never put anything before your eyes you don't want in your life. Protect your mind. The second thing I want you to do is protect your ears. Watch what you're listening to. You want to activate these laws or these habits in your life? You're going to have to turn your car into automobile university. That's right. What are you listening to? Not just what are you listening to, who are you listening to? See, sometimes the who is just as important as the what, because when you accept someone's opinion, you accept their reality. So you got to inspect what you expect. If you're listening to somebody about relationships and for some strange reason they can't seem to have one, then that might not be the person you want to listen to. You may want to find somebody that's in a 60, 70-year relationship and learn some good, effective principles from. Now, I'm not saying you can't learn from people that haven't had successful relationships because, like they say, even a broken clock is right twice a day. You can learn from the mistakes. True. So, but you want to make sure you monitor who you are listening to on a daily basis, but listen to things to change your mindset and what's going in your ears. The third area. And here's my favorite area, associations. You want these habits in your life? Who are you associating with? I want you to take your cell phone out before the end of tonight, and I want you to look at the last 10 people you called on the phone. Were they winners? Were they champions? Or were they complainers? Were they fault finders? Were they doubters? Were they faithless people? Who were the last 10 people in your cell phone? See, birds of a feather not only flock together, they go in the same direction. If you hang with losers, you're going to be a loser. If you're an A-type person and you hang out with B's and C's, guess what? It's not long before you become a B or a C, right? Because even MIT conducted a study and found out that you'll earn within $5,000 of your five closest friends. So if you want a promotion, you may need to get some people out of your life. Tell Pookie, Peanut, Ray Ray, look, I got to go because I'm trying to get to my next level in life. Your associations is key. And one of the things that I always talk about when we talk about associations is iron sharpens iron. So some people ask, Chris, why do you always say that iron sharpens iron? Because you want quality people in your life. You just don't go around all willy-nilly calling other people iron. No. There's four important, irrefutable characteristics of people that possess that iron mindset. And this is the last thing I'm going to share with you. So on the left side of your paper, I want you to write the acronym IRON. So when I say iron sharpens iron, if I'm calling you iron, here's what I'm calling you. The first letter, the letter I, you're a person of integrity. So you are a person of integrity. So I identify you as being iron, that you're authentically who you are. That when I met you, I met you and I didn't meet your representative. That you are who you are, where you are, recognizing you still have to grow, so you don't have to pretend to be someone who you're not. So you are absolutely a person of integrity. The second letter, R, responsibility. That you're a person that accepts responsibility for where you are. That you're not pointing the finger, complaining that someone else's fault, that you are where you are. No, you accept responsibility. You do your due diligence. You sharpen the saw. You activate these seven habits, and you get out of that place and space in your life. The letter O, opportunity. You recognize opportunity. See, most people don't recognize opportunity because when it shows up in their life, it has work clothes on. That's right. It looks like hard work. You may have to roll up your sleeves. And the sad thing about this, the sad thing about that kind of mindset is that you run into a lot of poor people, P-O-O-R, people that pass over opportunities repeatedly. Poor people, they pass over opportunities repeatedly. So when I say that iron sharpens iron and I'm calling you a person that's iron, that means you know how to seize opportunities, that you take advantage of opportunities, that you pounce on them when they come across your way. The last letter, the letter N, that you never quit. You never quit. I don't care what it looks like, what it smells like, what people tell you it's like. You don't quit. You hold the vision. You hold the vision. You refuse to let go of that vision. So if iron sharpens iron and you are a person of integrity, responsibility, you seize opportunities and you never quit, then guess what? When we come together, we sharpen each other. Why? Because you can strengthen my resolve to stay in integrity. You strengthen my resolve to be a person of responsibility. You strengthen my resolve to be a person that sees opportunity, and you strengthen my resolve to never, ever quit. And that's why I always say iron sharpens iron. If you're a person that have those four irrefutable characteristics of a person with that iron mindset. You know, I was watching the movie Robin Hood, and etched in the sword that Robin Hood obtained from a dying man, it read, rise and rise again until lambs become lions. And when someone asked him, what did that mean? He simply said, it means never quit. So I say to you, when it comes to your dreams, your goals, your passion and your purpose in life, I say to you this evening, rise and rise again until the lambs become lions. Never, ever quit. Stay plugged in to this radio show, The Mindset. Stay plugged in so you can stay lit up in life, and you'll never make a wrong decision hanging out with Stacy, Dr. Isle, and Billy. You'll never make a wrong decision doing that. So, Stacy, I pass the mic back over to you.
Thank you. Preach. I was about to say preach. I was sitting here slapping my knee, like, preach. You know, it's just awesome. I sit here, and honestly, when I'm on this show, I speak with all humility. I truly believe, and I thank God for the time, that I'm so blessed to have so many friends that I can call iron. There are so many solid people in my life that I call iron. And I say this all the time on Facebook. I do my best to tell people how much I appreciate them. And truly, it makes me feel good about myself. And you should feel good about yourself if you look at those people that are closest in your circle and you can honestly call them iron as far as what Chris just described as iron. If you have those people in your life, then you know that you're on the right track. Obviously, you're doing something good. Obviously, you're doing the right thing because truly our friends do mirror who we are. And I've said this before, you'll notice that as you start to evolve, as you start to change the way that you think, as your mindset or as you experience that mind shift, as we like to call it, you'll see that your circle will change. The people closest to you will change. There are some people that will go, unfortunately, and sometimes fortunately, but just know that as long as you're staying focused on your purpose and you're living your life with passion, then you know you're on the right track. You know that these people coming into your life are being positioned, you know, for a purpose. And I love it. You know, I sit here, and I was, while you were talking, I was thinking about Io and some of the things that she says on her page. And I think about the projects that she's doing and all that she's partaking in, and it's just like, wow. And, you know, for those that know Billy Miller, if you've ever heard one thing that he said, you know that it just, it totally just gets you inspired, and he motivates you, and he's so humble. And so I think about these people, and then, of course, you hear the fired-up Chris Gloss, and you can't help but to get pumped up. You know, so it's just so amazing. And I love the fact that you said that you encourage the listeners to really take a look at the people that you're associated with. You know, and I thought that was great, Chris, when you said, think about, look at the 10 people that you talked to last. And I'm looking at my phone log, like, who did I talk to today? You know, and of course I have all of you guys in my phone. And so I'm like, let me see who I talked to today. Because I thought that was awesome. Yeah, I've got you there, Billy, and everybody. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm on the right track. Thank God for that. But I love it. I like what you said. And really, what one thing that stood out to me, and I'm going to pass the mic in a minute because I know my guys are bubbling, waiting to say something, but the main thing that drove home for me was the consistency piece. When you talked about consistency, you know, people will listen to this show. People will go ahead and subscribe to your website. You know, people will go ahead and purchase all these books that we discuss on the show and so forth. But a lot of people will get the ball rolling and they stop. Like you said, they'll get to that first speed bump and just say, you know what, maybe I just don't need to do this right now, or I don't have time to do this and so forth. And so I definitely encourage everyone, like we said, by the end of this show, you are definitely transformed. Your life will be transformed, but it also takes a very aggressive role on your part. You cannot sit back and be the passenger. You cannot be passive in this journey called life. You have to get in that driver's seat, and you have to roll. If you got to punch it, you got to punch it, but let's go. And so with all of these habits that we're talking about, you know, Chris just gave you a whole game plan in terms of how you can get this incorporated and implemented in your life immediately. I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to sit there and say, tonight, I'm going to look through my phone log. I'm going to write some things down. I'm going to be completely honest with myself. And sometimes that's the hardest part of this entire journey, is looking yourself in the mirror and being very honest with yourself about where you are right now. But as you said, Chris, the best thing about this is, regardless of where you are, you don't have to stay there. You can take the steps necessary now in order to move you to the next step in your life. So thank you. But Billy, Io, I'm going to pass the mic. Go ahead and make it do what it do.
Hey.
I'll let you go, Io.
Well, I just want to say, first and foremost, I want to check that birth certificate, because I didn't hear any New York anything come out your mouth for me. That's all I got to say. That's number one. Okay. Where is that New York at? Because I don't hear that. I think I heard a lot of Southern.
Check the sources. Let's do some background.
Wait a minute now. Hold on now. Wait.
That's that collard greens and cornbread.
Is that what it is?
That's the collard greens and cornbread. It got to me.
It'll change you.
Definitely.
That's hilarious. Well, I mean, Chris brought up so many great points. You know, because I actually posted today the 7-day no complaining challenge, where you cannot complain for the next 7 days. You can't complain about anything in your life. Mm-hmm. And that, when I heard it, I was just like, wow, you know, I'm going to do that, because I was watching something about the millionaire mindset. And that's why when he said, you know, what you are, protect your mind and protect your ears, because what you're putting in is what, you know, the constant messages that you're receiving.
I think we lost Io.
Wow.
Yeah, she was just so fired up. It sounded like she just exploded, right? She exploded with all that energy.
She gave you a run around and circle about you on the phone.
You guys can't hear me? I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Io. We'll be good.
Oh, I was going to say, wait. Y'all can, look, I'm on a headset now. Say, wait a minute now. But no, I mean, my husband, I'm on day 3, and my husband's loving it. He's definitely loving the no complaining, no whining about anything. And, you know, seriously, this is major here, guys. Like, You know, you don't even realize how much things you can complain about, but it's your whole mindset. And, you know, I even some of my friends, you know, we don't really talk that much anymore, and it's just because we're in different places. You know, I give you, but if I keep hearing the same thing and it's kind of negative, then, you know, I had to let you go. I keep you on a 15-minute time lock on the phone. So if you go over 15 minutes and you're not talking about anything, then I got to let you go. So, I mean, it was so many great points. That's real, y'all.
That's the truth, though. I mean, we've talked about that before. Like, you definitely have to protect your ears. Sometimes your ears can bleed when you hear people complaining. And my thing is, I understand that everyone needs to vent. You know, there's just some days when you just have to get some things off your chest. But I say be very careful about that, because if you're going to vent, be careful about the people that you're venting to. You know, for me personally, if I'm going to vent, it may be after I've searched and searched for a solution, or sometimes it's just like I'm just so through right now, and I need to talk to someone that is going to bring me back to earth, you know, that's going to say, okay, Stacey, bring it back down, bring it back down. And so that's going to be someone that's going to be able to turn that conversation and help me to turn, you know, get to that point where I'm looking for a solution to whatever the issue may be. Now, unfortunately, there's some people that you can call that you, quote, unquote, vent to or complain to that just feed into it. You know, you can start off and say, gosh, you know, I just had a long day at work and this person didn't do this. And you'll hear, girl, what you say? You know, my man did this or he didn't do that and this friend did this. I mean, and it's like then you just turn into this huge complaining session for like 20 minutes. And by the time you get off the phone with these people, you're exhausted, mentally exhausted, physically exhausted, or on the flip side, you're ready to fight. One of the two. But nothing positive has been accomplished. So you have to be very careful about the people that you speak to and also about protecting your ears, as Chris said. Be careful about the things you allow people to put into your head. You know, when people are constantly complaining to you, it does get you to the point where if you're not focused on your goals, if you're not doing these things on a daily basis, as Chris just said, it's so easy for you to get sidetracked. It's so easy for you to go off the road and in the wrong direction. So that's definitely a huge piece, as Io just said. But like I said, it definitely ties back to the whole association piece, because if you've got iron in your corner, it's going to be hard for you to get derailed like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, I got to tell you, brother, you gave me so many nuggets. I made a mistake of getting one sheet of paper to take notes. And so now my paper's all crowded. I got stuff written in corner sideways. I got pass up opportunity repeatedly over here, Shiro over there. You know, I got all these little nuggets that you've just been pouring out. And so now I'm trying to look at it like a puzzle, because I don't even know where to start.
Don't blame Chris for that.
Hey, Chris was there with them nuggets, man. I was trying to write fast as I could. I was like, man, I should have got on the computer and typed or something. But cause I was trying to just copy everything he was saying. But one of the things, I'm just going to look and whatever I see, man, I'm just going to tell you what drew me. One of the things he was talking about, your time and your checkbook, you know, your time and your mind are one of your two greatest assets. And I always say it like this: use your time to develop your mind, and everything else will follow. And I love what you were saying about the consistency is the key to the breakthrough. You know, if you take a sharp axe and swing it on a tree, that tree won't fall. But if you just keep on swinging and keep on swinging, eventually that tree's going to fall. And that's the consistency. You know, people might be laughing at you when you take that first swing. You know, they might be still talking about you when you're taking that second swing. But after a while, they're gonna start backing up, because this tree about to come down. And another thing, you was talking about, this is one of my favorite scriptures right here, Proverbs 27, verse 17. And I like the contemporary English version, and it says, just as iron sharpens iron, friends sharpen the minds of each other. And real friends sharpen the minds of each other rather than making it dull. You know, only people with big dreams can agree with your big dreams. You know, vision generates vision. Dreams stir up dreams. So you should hang around people who have dreams just as big as yours, because they'll pull you up into the next level. So always connect with people who got your answers. Disconnect from people who got your problems. Hang around those who pull you up. Get away from those who pull you down. And the Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26 says the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. So all of that stuff you were saying about, you know, you hang around the wrong people and they'll pull you the wrong way, you know, you, so that's why you got to hang around the right people, because if you show me your friends, I can show you your future. You know, whoever you're partner with is a picture or a snapshot of where you headed. So make sure that you hanging around some perfect picture people, you know, if you know what I'm saying. So yeah, that's an important piece, is to just be connected to the right people and understand that other people are necessary for our vision, you know, because your vision is part of a corporate vision. You know, your end of God to give you an individual, you know, fingerprint, purpose, and calling, but it's going to be a part of some corporate vision. A good example is just like each one of us have our own personal relationship with God, but we'll meet at a church corporately, you know, as a whole. And God commands us to do that. You know, he said in Hebrews 10:25, he said, you should not stray away from the church meetings that some are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. Do this even more as the day is coming. So there's obviously something that happens when we come together than when we're just alone. And so we're not stuck on the island. Somebody about to say something?
Yeah, I was going to add something to that. I'm really feeling what you're saying and also what Dr. Io shared. One of the things I like to make sure that I didn't get a chance to talk about, even when we talk about the relationships that we have and the people that we have in our lives, to be mindful that people just don't go seeking flawless people, right? Because you're not going to find anybody flawless. So don't think that you're looking for – that you're going to find some perfect person, someone without flaws. But it's really to seek out like-minded people, right? People that are going in that same direction, people that are willing to work on themselves, people like that iron. Because it's not to say that I'm perfect, but you know what? I'm working every day to better my best. And you want to look for people that's willing to do that, because I think sometimes when we look for flawless people – the first time we see a misstep in a person's life, we tend to discount them or call them negative. But you know what? You don't always need just positive people in your life. You want some like-minded, because there's a downside to optimism. There's a downside to someone that's always positive, because sometimes they're not willing to they don't rationalize things properly at times. Sometimes they could be in delusion. So I would rather have somebody that's authentic, someone that's accepting where they are and knowing that they're still under construction and they've still got some work to do, and that we're on that path together, that we're still learning, yearning, and earning. We're on this path. We recognize we only know in part. We don't have the whole picture. But you know what? We are relentless. We won't quit. And because of our consistency and our willingness to sharpen the saw and apply these 7 habits and stay plugged in to people like you three, and plus they plug into this show on a continuous basis, that we will always live in a process of bettering our best, but not necessarily out seeking somebody that's flawless, because you're not going to find one.
Right.
But, okay, Chris, what do you think to those individuals? I'm sorry, Isles. Really quick, Chris, what do you say to those individuals that maybe they're listening right now, and they could maybe be, you know, young adult, you know, maybe someone just sitting in a neighborhood, you know, just feeling like they don't have an out right now. Maybe they feel like they're just surrounded by people that are not like-minded, people that will not support their dreams, people that are comfortable and content with where they are right now and complacent with where they are right now. What do you say to those people that are saying, okay, how do I get out of this group? How do I break out of this nest and start to expose myself to people that have different mindsets or a mindset more like mine? Where do they start? You know, how do they break out?
Well, I think Dr. Johnny Coleman out of Chicago said it best. If you can't bring the people up in your life, for God's sake, don't let them pull you down. You know, this is the blessing of technology, because you don't have people like this in your life. So guess what? You can plug into a radio show that is not costing you anything, and you can call from your cell phone, and most cell phones today are free, and you can surround yourself with eagles and champions. You can surround your mind with people that can elevate your thinking. You can stay plugged into a Dr. Io via social media. Even if you don't have computer access at home, you can go to a library and catch up on all the videos and the information that she freely shares to get you out of where you are. So you, just because you're not physically in a place where you can surround yourself with other eagles, like most of the time eagles, even if you look at eagles, the eagles gather at times, but they don't fly in packs. They're not like geeks. They don't fly in packs. So in order to connect with other eagles, you have these opportunities through technology to do so until you can physically do something about your circumstance or do something about your current condition to get into a better environment. But you can always protect your mind. Your external environment, you can affect your external environment without your external environment affecting who you are. You can strengthen your mind by plugging into radio shows like this, plugging into what Dr. Io's doing, plug into what Billy has a great opportunity where he's reviewing different books. He's posting quotes from it. You can join his book club and everything that you're doing, Stacey, with this radio show. I mean, you still have opportunities, but you can't make an excuse for what you don't have. But what you can do is strengthen what you do have.
Definitely. And I'm sorry, Io. I know I cut you off, girlie. Go ahead. What were you
gonna
say?
Oh no. That's. I think he pretty much summed it up there. Don't make excuses. Go meet some new people.
Yeah. You know, with Facebook and all these different, like you said, social networking sites and so forth. There's no reason why you can't. I mean, you can become a buddy with someone in China or anywhere. You know. For what that matters, it doesn't have to be someone that's in your neighborhood. I just really wanted people to understand, because I think there's some people that listen to these types of shows, and some people will feel like they just stumbled across this show. You know, some people will not really understand why they're listening to this show. They don't understand how they were called to listen to this show, and they don't understand how divine it is for them to be here listening to the show. There's no accident. And so for those people that are sitting here saying, okay, well, I came across this call, but I don't even know where to get started, I think it's important for us to tell them practical ways to get started. You know, some people get overwhelmed with change. You know, it's already intimidating enough for some people. And so I think sometimes some people may feel like, okay, this is outside of my element, you know, and so how do I get out of this? You know, how do I change it? So, and that's what I love about everything that we've discussed. And I like the fact, Chris, that, you know, all of the action items that you gave are very practical. You know, it can be for a person that's been involved in personal development for years, or for the newbie to personal development and to change, you know, the things that you talked about. And again, it just goes back to what you just said about never stop learning and yearning and earning. You know, that is key. And again, you know, I just talked about how many times we get complacent and we get overwhelmed with what is called life. You know, we get all these trials and these tribulations. And again, your story just epitomizes the whole, you know, basically everything that we've been talking about possibilities. You know, as I've said, you've talked about your background and you talk about the things that you've had to overcome. But then at the same time, you know, when people read your story and then think about, you know, the mentorship that you received from, like, industry greats like Les Brown, whom I love. You guys know I love me some Les Brown. But Les Brown and Zig Ziglar and so forth, you know, just imagine if you grabbed any child in a neighborhood right now, like the Bronx or in South Central L.A. or in the jungles or something like that, you know, most of these kids would never even imagine or fathom the idea that they'd be able to be mentored by a Les Brown, that they'd be able to be in the same room with a Chris Gloss. But you've shown that it is possible, you know, regardless of where they are right now, regardless of where we've come from. You know, I was talking to you the other day, Chris, and, you know, we were talking about where I came from, and, you know, we laughed about it. And now Io is teasing you because she's like, I don't hear any type of New York accent in you right now. It's funny because a lot of people don't understand where we came from. They don't understand the things that we've seen, and all they see is who we are now. And that's great, but I think it's very important for them to understand where we came from. It's very important for us to be transparent. And that's what I love about all of you individuals that are on the call, because all of you are very transparent. You know, the postings that you make, Billy's newsletter, I just love how he touches the hearts and the minds of so many people with just that newsletter. You know, it's so powerful. So, Chris, you know, tell us more about how we can find out where Chris Gloss is. How can we get some more of Chris Gloss? How can we just Bubble Up with Chris Law. Where do we find
him? Absolutely. I'm easy to find. Easy to find. You can go to www.chrisgloss.com. That's chrisgloss.com. Or you can just Google chrisgloss.com and the first four or five pages will be on Chris Gloss. But I highly recommend go to chrisgloss.com because there's a link for Facebook. Connect with me on Facebook. Would love to be your friend. Connect with me on Twitter, YouTube. Because I believe in life, if you stay plugged in, you can stay lit up. You know, and there's plenty of resources on my page and would love the opportunity to talk to you. I believe I offer to many, many new people that come into my little social media world, the 30-minute coaching session, just to get a chance to talk to you and do what I can to help point you in any particular direction or whatever would best benefit you. So if you go to chrisgloss.com, that would be a great start to connect. Get plugged in. Stay lit up. Let's finish 2010 strong. Yes.
Yes, 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 definitely. Well, before we wrap it up, guys, Billy, Isle, do you have any closing remarks, anything else you want to share with the listeners? Okay. Nay.
Just repeat this. Check out the replay because this some all, like I said, it's a lot of nuggets that went forth today. And, you know, just listen to it again, and that'll be a part of that protecting your ears, you know, and who you're listening to, and that can be a start, just replaying this whole show. And also going to Chris's website and you know, going to our different websites, that can be a start if you don't know where to start, just to get basic information on what to read and who to listen to and who to connect to.
Definitely. He just offered friendship. So there's your first friend right there, right? You got one.
Well, I just want to say, you know what, this is really phenomenal. I want to tell all the listeners that are out there catching the replay and on right now that as we always share with you guys that, you know, the number one thing of change, the only variable you can control with change is you. So it really starts with you. It starts with what you choose, what you want to decide. Right now we are going into August, so we're going into the fourth quarter, and now it's time for a gut check. So you need to check yourself because we'll be rolling in the new year, 2011, and you'll still be putting some of those same things on your list of things that you want to do. Now's the time for you to start now to make those changes, to be the person that you are and live your life on purpose. So that's me.
That's it. Amen. Well, again, thank you guys. And as everyone has just said, make sure that you're plugging into the replay and that you're plugging into the show every single week. And again, you know, this whole topic today was about sharpening the saw. So if you get nothing else from this, and I hope you took so much from this as we did pages and pages of notes, but if you get nothing else, just understand that it's about that balance. It's about every day being a new opportunity for change, a new opportunity for renewal. Regardless of where you were yesterday, regardless of where you are today, you have an opportunity to change it now. And so you just need to have that desire. You have to have that hunger, as Chris talked about. You have to have that burning passion to succeed and to just go to a totally different level in your life. And please don't allow your environment or your circumstances limit who it is that you are to become and what it is that you're being called to do. So that is it for tonight. This is Mindshift Talk Radio. Again, I'm your host, Stacey Emery. As always, I just wish you a blessed and phenomenal week. Catch us here next week, same time, same place, mindshifttalkradio.com, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Standard Time. And also join us online on Facebook, mindshifttalkradio.com on Facebook. So that is it. Thank you again, Chris. Love you. Awesome. Amazing job. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Isle. You guys are the best, and I will speak to you guys next week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
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 Mindshift Radio.